Lift Him Up, June 18, by the Ties of Human Sympathy. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. He, Christ, passed by no human being as worthless, but sought to apply the healing remedy to every soul. In whatever company he found himself, he presented a lesson appropriate to the time and the circumstances. Every neglect or insult shown by men to their fellow men only made him more conscious of their need of his divine human sympathy. He sought to inspire with hope the roughest and most unpromising, setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would make them manifest as the children of God. Though he was a Jew, Jesus mingled freely with the Samaritans, setting at naught the Pharisaic customs of his nation. In face of their prejudices, he accepted the hospitality of this despised people. He slept with them under their roofs, ate with them at their tables, partaking of the food prepared and served by their hands, taught in their streets, and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. And while he drew their hearts to him by the tie of human sympathy, his divine grace brought to them the salvation which the Jews rejected. Christ neglected no opportunity of proclaiming the gospel of salvation. Listen to his wonderful words to that one woman of Samaria. He was sitting by Jacob's well, as the woman came to draw water. To her surprise, he asked a favor of her. Give me to drink, he said. He wanted a cool draught, and he wished also to open the way whereby he might give to her the water of life. How is it, said the woman, that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. How much interest Christ manifested in this one woman! How earnest and eloquent were his words! When the woman heard them, she left her water pot and went into the city, saying to her friends, Come, see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? We read that many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. And who can estimate the influence which these words have exerted for the saving of souls in the years that have passed since then? Wherever hearts are open to receive the truth, Christ is ready to instruct them. He reveals them to the Father, and the service acceptable to him who reads the heart. For such he uses no parables. To them, as to the woman at the well, he says, I that speak unto thee am he.